discussing that the sister of Musa alayhi salatu was salam, who disguised herself and offered that she could bring such a woman, that she promises this child, that is Musa alayhi salatu was salam, who is her brother, will drink the milk of this woman. And we ended at that point to know who is this fortunate, who is this lucky woman who will be blessed that Musa alayhi salatu was salam will drink her milk. Of course, as I mentioned previously also, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not going to allow any ordinary woman to give milk to his Nabi. So this luck and this fortunate naturally comes to no one other than the mother of Musa alayhi salatu was salam. The sister of Musa alayhi salatu was salam goes and calls her mother. The mother of Musa alayhi salatu was salam comes disguising herself. And it comes in the kitabs when she had placed Musa alayhi salatu was salam. وَعَتَنَقَ الصَّبِيُّ Musa alayhi salatu was salam clung onto the Mubarak, onto the chest of his mother and started drinking milk. After all, he was a child and he did not drink milk for a few days. Immediately, Fir'aun watched this and he realized that there is something happening here. So he asked the mother of Musa alayhi salam, are you of any family to this child? Or what is the relation of you to this child? Because we brought the best of nurses, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam refused, this child refused to drink the milk. What is it that this child is drinking your milk? So the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, لِأَنَّنِي طَيِّبَةُ الرِّيحِ طَيِّبَةُ الْلَبَنِ I'm a woman that my milk is nice, and generally no child would refuse drinking my milk. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is mentioning this to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that, oh Musa, we assisted you, protected you at that time when you did not know how the evil forces were around you. At that time we protected you. And not only that, to go one stage ahead, that after that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes it such. Look at the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam tells Fir'aun that, look here, this child of yours, as you are claiming to be, I'm not going to feed this child in your palace. If you want, I will go back to my house and return at my place and I will give this child of yours milk. So he agrees, and he also fixes a daily allowance and a daily salary for the mother of Musa alayhi salatu was salam. And that was 1 dinar daily. Now this is how Allah Pak expresses his qudrat, that women were in full of fear and awe to breastfeed their own children. Yeah, the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, in complete safety and security, gives her own child milk in her own house and receives wages from Fir'aun. This is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنْ وَلِتَعْلَمَ أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ We return Musa alayhi salam to his mother, so that she can comfort her eye and so that she can realize that the promise of Allah is the truth. However, majority of the people do not realize this. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayh, at this point in juncture, quotes one hadith of Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhirin, Muhammad ibn Abdullah alayhi salatu wa taslimat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that businessman who conducts his business in total accordance to Shariat, with the object of benefiting the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and at the same time as a source of income for himself, that doctor who keeps his profession to benefit the creation of Allah, to help and assist the sick patients, to assist the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and at the same time this profession of mine must be as an income for me, but the prime object of his profession or his business is to assist the creation of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has likened that businessman to the mother of Musa alayhi salam, that the mother of Musa alayhi salam gave her own son milk in the comfort of her own house and collected wages, but because the intention was correct, giving her own child milk, this is the reward that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave her, that in this dunya she received wages also. Likewise, that businessman whose intention will be correct to benefit the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, despite him earning from that business of his also and materially benefiting, then to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him that reward. Further, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes mention of another incident that happened with Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, and Allah reminds Musa alayhi salam of Allah's favor on him in this incident as well. وَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا فَنَجَّيْنَاكَ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَفَتَنَّاكَ فُتُونًا And O Musa, you had killed one innocent person. Now to understand this, we will have to go to the 20th juz of the Quran. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in great detail himself makes mention of this incident. On one occasion, وَدَخَلَ الْمَدِينَةَ عَلَىٰ حِينِ غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ أهلها. موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام enters into the city. غفلة من أهلها. When the people of the city were unaware. In other words, صاحب الجلالين writes that they were in siesta and they were sleeping. فوجد فيها رجلين يقتتلان. He found two people that were fighting and arguing. هذا من شيعته وهذا من عدوه. One belonged to Bani Israel and one belonged to Fir'aun. So one was his enemy and one was from his family and his ummah. فاستغاثه الذي من شيعته على الذي من عدوه. Allah says the Bani Israel استغاث يستغيث استغاث to ask for assistance. This Bani Israel seen Musa alayhi salam, so he said that is my Nabi, and he asked him and he shouted, oh my Nabi, come and assist me, look at this person. So Musa alayhi salam immediately responded and assisted this Bani Israel. فوكزه موسى فقضى عليه, and he punched this person one, not intending to hurt him badly or injure him seriously. However, it was the time up for that person, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made it such. What happened was, when Musa alayhi salatu wa salam punched this person, the Quran says faqadha alayh, that person collapsed there and there and he died instantly. Now after all, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or rather should I say at that time he was not yet a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but of course a Nabi, Allah Park makes his tarbiyat and Allah sees to him even prior to Nabuwat. If we study the life of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he has never uttered a lie or done any wrong or vice even prior to Nabuwat. So immediately Musa alayhi salatu wa salam understood that this was wrong. So he responded to Allah Park immediately. And this is what Allah Park says, this is the quality of his chosen servants. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Whenever they commit a wrong or they commit a vice, they respond to Allah Pak immediately. Musa alayhi salam said, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي. Oh Allah, I have oppressed myself. فَغْفِرْلِي, I beg you, beseech you, oh Allah, forgive me. فَغَفَرَ لَهُ. Allah Pak makes mention and Allah confirms that he had forgiven Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. However, the next day or in the days to come, now after this person was murdered and he belonged, he was, according to some tafsir, he was the cook of the palace. He was in charge of cooking food for the palace in the royal family. So everybody was questioning who is the murderer and everybody wanted to know who is the murderer. The next day or in some days to come, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam finds this very same person fighting with another person from the tribe of Fir'aun. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam happens to walk by again. فَإِذَا الَّذِي اسْتَصْرَخَ Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes mention that the person who had called Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that same person is calling him again and asking him for assistance. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told him, إِنَّكَ لَغَوِيٌّ مُبِينٌ. What is wrong with you? You are ever fighting and arguing. Tuto jirbi tanejo tu larayaj karakarich. You are ever arguing and fighting. And then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gradually came close to these two people. فَلَمَّا أَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَبْطِشَ بِالَّذِي هُوَ عَدُوٌّ لَهُمَا, and once again assessed this Bani Israel against his enemy. However, this person, because he heard Musa alayhi salam admonishing him and reprimanding him, he thought that perhaps Musa alayhi salam this time is going to hit me and not my enemy. So immediately he revealed the secret and he said, أَتُرِيدُ أَنْ تَقْتُلَنِي كَمَا قَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا بِالْأَمْسِ. Oh Musa, like you killed that person yesterday, you're going to come and kill me again. So this other person, who was the enemy of this Bani Israel, he heard and now it became known to him that the murderer of that person was Musa alayhi salam. He left the fight and he left the argument and he took advantage of the opportunity. He ran immediately to Fir'aun to report the case that the murderer is known. It is Musa, this person here who claims to be very pious and who is like this and who is like that. He is the person who had killed that cook who belonged to the palace. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam now was very worried, very tense. Allah Pak makes mention, خَائِفًا يَتَرَقَّبْ, living in full fear, worried, doesn't know what is going to happen. And one person was present there, who was a believer, who heard this person relating the story to the king. Immediately they decided that now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam must be brought and he must be taken to task. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, as I mentioned, was not a Nabi at that time. And number two, he did not intend to kill this person. Number three, he repented to Allah Pak. And number four, Allah Pak had accepted his tawbah. So this person immediately who heard this discussion and was a believer came to Musa alayhi salam. وجاء رجل من أقصى المدينة يسعى قال يا موسى إن الملأ يأتمرون بك ليقتلوك فخرج إني لك من الناصحين. Oh Musa, these people are plotting to kill you. That is why I am your well-wisher and I am your desire. I am desiring good for you. It is my humble advice and opinion to you. Leave this place and go away immediately. فخرج منها خائفا يترقب. So he left this place with great fear, worried and tense. قال رب نجني من القوم الظالمين. Oh Allah تبارك وتعالى, assist me and protect me from these evil doers. Now we continue with the story which Allah also makes mention in the 20th juz of the Quran. He carries on and Allah Pak guides him towards Madian. The journey between Egypt and Madian was a journey of 8 days. Of course, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is walking. He barely has any provisions with him, but he leaves this place. He's outside the rule of Fir'aun, asking Allah Pak to protect him and assist him and guide him. Finally, after many days of hardship and poverty and difficulty, he gets to Madian. The Quran makes mention of an incident when he arrives at Madian. وَلَمَّا تَوَجَّهَ تِلْقَاءَ مَدْيَنَ قَالَ عَسَى رَبِّي أَنْ يَهْدِيَنِي سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ. Oh Allah, guide me on this journey of mine. وَلَمَّا وَرَدَ مَاءَ مَدْيَنَ. When he comes to Madian, which was the base of Shu'aib alayhi salam, وَإِلَى مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبَ. To Madian we send their brother Shu'aib alayhi salam. He comes to a well there. ورد ماء مدين وجد عليه أمة من الناس يسقون. He found that the shepherds had come with their flock and they had their sheep and they had brought it to the well to drink water. ووجد من دونهم امرأتين تذودان. He found two young girls that were standing at a certain place, away and separate from the other men, away and separate from the other shepherds, with their flock of sheep also. قال ما خطبكما, tired and exhausted. But he looks at these two innocent girls. The others are enjoying and helping and assisting themselves. They were weak, so no one really gave importance to them, and they had to wait. Nevertheless, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked them, "Ma khatbukuma? What is wrong with you people? Why are you people waiting? What is the reason? What do you want?" So they made mention. قالت لا نسقي حتى يصدر الرعاء وأبونا شيخ كبير. We also have brought our sheep. However, we cannot rush into the crowd. They are men. They are stronger than us. They'll be intermingling. And with regards to why no men are coming from our house, we do have a father, but our father is very old and he is of elderly age, so naturally he cannot come. That is why out of dire necessity we have to leave the house. And then too, when all the men are gone and there's absolutely no fear of intermingling, that is when we will take our sheep to the well to make it drink water. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, whose heart was filled with love, care, concern for the ummah, immediately he looked at this and it affected him. Bearing in mind he's tired and exhausted. A person comes home tired. He cannot even help his own children. He is not in a frame of mind because he's hungry. He's not in a stable condition. He can't even understand the problems that is surrounding him at home. Here these are strange girls, strange people to him. But the concern and the worry and the softness that is in his heart does not permit him to rest, to see two sisters or two Muslim girls sitting there in pain and problems. Immediately he takes the sheep, goes there, and he clears the way. Because Allah Pak had given him strength, he takes the sheep, makes them drink water, returns it back to them and sets them back off that you can carry on. The girls return home quickly. The father Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam inquires, Ma a'jalakuma ya bintayya? Oh my daughters, what makes you come home today before your normal time? Oh father, we met one person, very kind, very loving, very caring, very concerned. He looks like a foreigner, he looks like a stranger. Ma ahsantuma ya bintayya, oh my daughters, you haven't done something good. When the man was so kind to you and he was so helpful to you, at least you should have some courtesy, some hospitality. Call him home, see how we can assist him. So immediately he sends one of his daughters back that go and call this person. Now after Musa alayhi salam did this, the Quran makes mention, he takes shelter under one tree. And what does he say? Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khairin faqir. Oh Allah, I am in need of whatever good you can send to me in any form. I need it, O Allah. Whatever good you can send to me, faqir, I am muhtaj of it. And just then, this girl returns, and with so much modesty and haya and bashfulness. This is what the Quran says, فَجَاءَتْهُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَاءٍ قَالَتْ إِنَّ أَبِي. That one of them came walking on modesty with so much haya. The Mufassirin have written that she had covered herself, lowered herself, dropped her voice, and trying to the maximum to conceal herself. And then she tells Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Inna abi yad'uka liyajziyaka ajra ma saqayta lana. My father is calling you to reward you, reimburse you, compensate you for your kindness and your hospitality. Now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had already made dua to Allah that, oh Allah, I am in need of something. So he did not refuse. Ya Allah Pak is sending some good that he has asked Allah. So he responded and he says, no problem, I will come. However, you will walk behind me and you should not walk ahead of me so that my gaze does not fall on you. Allahu Akbar. This is the condition of the friends of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and the selected chosen servants of Allah Pak. Can we imagine Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in this condition of a hunger, tiredness, exhausted, away from home, left with great fear, worry, tension, then to also total awareness of the divine commandments of Allah Pak at every time. One woman in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she lost her son. So she came out and she was in hijab to ask where her son is. So it was told to her that your son has been martyred. So at that time someone told her, you have lost your son, you are mourning the demise of your son. Why are you in hijab at that time? Never mind being in the state of hijab, many sisters perhaps because of the tension and the uneasiness that she is going through, she won't even have a scarf, she doesn't know what is happening, she is not focusing because of the difficulty and the pain and the agony of the separation that she's experiencing. So that woman at that time said, at that crucial moment, I have lost my son, I have not lost my modesty. Nevertheless, Musa alayhi salam comes to Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam, فَقَصَّ عَلَيْهِ الْقَصَصِ, and then narrates his whole incident, how he left Egypt and all the difficulties he encountered. So Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam consoled him and said, نَجَوْتَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ, Allah Pak will protect you and now inshallah you will be safe. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam stayed there. They observed his piety, his strength, his honesty, his taqwa. So one of the daughters approached the father and said, Oh my father, قالت إحداهما يا أبت استأجره إن خير من استأجرت القوي الأمير. Why don't you hire him as a laborer? Because he has the two qualities that are needed. Number one, he has the piety, and number two, he has the strength. So Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam then approaches Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and he says, why don't we get one of you married to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? And then he himself approaches, he himself proposes. Today, unfortunately, because of the system is such, we find it difficult. We find it's against the etiquette according to our society. But according to Sharia, there's absolutely nothing wrong for the girls' party to go forward with the proposal. Because of which we find there are many of our sisters that are sitting outside there. And one step ahead of that, that is more sad and that is more shocking and upsetting, that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam says, إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ فَزَوِّجُوهُ. When that proposal comes to you, the person who has good deen and akhlaq, فَزَوِّجُوهُ, get your daughter married, have the nikah performed. إِلَّا تَفْعَلُوهُ, if you will not do it, تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ عَرِيدٌ, it will lead to corruption on the face of this earth. If neglecting of a good proposal, where deen and taqwa is found, is going to lead to corruption on the face of this earth, can we imagine the corruption it will create in that house from where this fitna will emerge? So Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam says, I wish to get you married to one of my daughters. Ala an ta'jurani thamaniya hijaj, on the condition as the dowry being that you will work for me for 8 years. Fa in atmamta ashran fa min indik. However, if you extend it and you stay for 10 years, it will be all the better. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam agrees that, and the nikah was performed. And then finally, ab'adul ajalain, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam stays for 10 years. And thereafter he returns. And on this journey, which we mentioned in the first lesson, where the whole incident transpires, where he loses his sense of direction and he meets Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So coming back to our point of discussion here at this ayat, when Musa alayhi salam asked Allah to open his chest and bless him and remove the stuttering problem, then Allah reminded Musa alayhi salam of his various favors upon Musa alayhi salam. And then Allah makes specific mention of the aspect of him when he was in the baby, when he was a child and he was in that basket floating in the river Nile. Then Allah makes special mention that when you killed that person, then we protected you. فَنَجَّيْنَاكَ مِنَ الْغَمِّ, we protected you. We gave you tawfiq to make tawbah, we responded to your tawbah. And we took you out of Egypt, protected you from the evil and the oppression of Fir'aun. فَلَبِثْتَ سِنِينَ فِي أَهْلِ مَدْيَنَ, then you stayed in Madian with Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam. ثُمَّ جِئْتَ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ يَا مُوسَى, then you came here according to the fixed term which I had ordained for you, O Moses. The time that I had decided for you, O Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, on that appointed time you came. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala tells Musa alayhi salam, وَفَتَنَّاكَ فُتُونَا. This one portion of the ayat hasn't been translated. We tested you in many ways. This is the one explanation. وَفَتَنَّاكَ فُتُونَا. We tested you in many ways. Some mufassirin have explained, وَفَتَنَّاكَ فُتُونَا. We protected you. And we were with you. Our help, our assistance was with you at every stage of Musa. And another tafsir of this is, in Nasa'i Sharif, there is one authentic long hadith explaining the entire story and chapter of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. That hadith is close to 4 to 5 pages. Some ulama have debated, is this a hadith and marfu? Hadith and marfu means where a sahabi quotes something, but he is only quoting the words of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And hadith and mawquf, which is the quotation of a sahabi, and it is not the direct words of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So there is a detailed explanation also of which is termed as hadith and futun. However, what I have mentioned, what Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, that oh Musa, we have protected you and we have preserved you and assisted you on every stage and every difficulty that came your way. Now, oh Musa, take this message of mine. وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي. I have chosen you and selected you. Take this message of mine and go to Fir'aun. Allah Pak makes mention in Surah Naziat, هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَىٰ إِذْ نَادَاهُ رَبُّهُ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَىٰ إِذْهَبْ إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ طَغَىٰ. Go to Fir'aun, verily he has become rebellious. بَطَرَ نِعْمَتِي جَحَدَ رُبُوبِيَّتِي. He has denied me being his Allah. He is boasting and bragging about my ni'mat. And he has gone very arrogant. وَإِذْ نَادَىٰ مُوسَىٰ وَإِذْ نَادَىٰ رَبُّكَ مُوسَىٰ أَنِئْتِ الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ قَوْمَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَلَا يَتَّقُونَ. Oh Musa, go and invite Fir'aun. You and your brother, اذهب أنت وأخوك بآياتي ولا تنيا في ذكري. You and your brother, and do not become lax in my remembrance. Allah Pak is reminding Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. When Allah had initially sent him, then he asked Allah Pak, oh Allah, join my brother in my mission. And I promise, نُسَبِّحَكَ كَثِيرًا وَنَذْكُرَكَ كَثِيرًا. We will remember you in abundance. So Allah Pak reminds him of the promise that and the pledge that he made, that he will remember Allah in abundance. The word taniya means not to be lazy. Wana yani wanyan. It is derived from the word wanyan, which means susti and laziness. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, no, make my zikr in abundance and focus on my obedience and with my miracles that I have given you. بِآيَاتِنَا أَنْتُمَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَكُمَ الْغَالِبُونَ. Take these miracles that I have given you. You and whoever follows you will be ghalib and will dominate. اِذْهَبَا إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ طَغَىٰ. Go you and your brother to Fir'aun. Verily he has exceeded all bounds. He has transgressed all limits. Now look at the kindness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Pak is sending two chosen beloved servants of his to that person who claims to be Allah. But look at the approach that Allah says Musa alayhi salam must adopt in presenting the da'wah of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. No harshness, no sternness. Rather Allah Pak says, فَقُولَا لَهُمْ قَوْلَ اللَّيِّنَا. Both of you, O Musa and Harun, tell Fir'aun, قَوْلَ اللَّيِّنَا. Something very mild, in a very loving tone, in a very caring tone, with great diplomacy. Don't be stern, don't be harsh, don't be raw, don't be abrupt, don't be antagonistic, don't be critical, but rather with love, affection, concern, muhabbat, present the da'wah, layina naram, in a very mild manner. La'allahu yatadhakkaru aw yakhsha. Perhaps he may reform and fear yakhsha Allah. Perhaps he may take some advice, benefit and fear Allah. The Mufassirin write, Allah out of his divine knowledge knew that Fir'aun was not going to respond to the message. However, the principle that has to be adopted for those inviting to Allah, this is what was emphasized to Musa alayhi salam. That, oh Musa, you go and invite in the correct way so that it can serve as a principle and as a guidance for people inviting towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forever, that regardless of that person's condition and his evil and his vice, we are going to present the da'wah of Allah. We have to be humble in our approach and we have to be soft in our approach. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then makes mention to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, oh Allah, I am ready to go, but there is one problem. قَالَا رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا نَخَافُ أَن يَفْرُطَ عَلَيْنَا أَوْ أَن يَطْغَى. Oh Allah, I fear that perhaps he should hasten to punish me. يَفْرُطَ, he must make ziyadati on me. In other words, oh Allah, before I start my da'wah, he starts hitting me or he starts shouting me or he even goes to the extent of perhaps killing me. Oh Yatgha, oh Allah, he openly denies you and he embarrasses you, oh Allah, he criticizes us. Because this was the conduct of all those people. Allah Pak makes mention, when the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam went to invite towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, what did the people do? فَرَدُّوا أَيْدِيَهُمْ فِي أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَقَالُوا إِنَّا كَفَرْنَا بِمَا أُرْسِلْتُمْ بِهِ وَإِنَّا لَفِي شَكٍ مِّمَّا تَدْعُونَنَا إِلَيْهِ مُرِيبٌ. When the Nabi used to imagine the Nabi, the blessed creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when they used to go and present the da'wah of Allah, the kuffar used to take their hands, فَرَدُّوا أَيْدِيَهُمْ فِي أَفْوَاهِهِمْ, and place it and block and close the mouths of those Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, not allowing them to speak. And then they used to scream in their ears and tell them, inna kafarna bima ursiltum bi, we deny openly what you have said. Qalu ya nuhu qad jadaltana fa aktharta jidalana fa atina bima ta'iduna in kunta min as-sadiqin. Oh Nuh, you are only arguing and fighting, and now if you come, you must come with the azab. Likewise Nadhr bin Harith also said, what did he say? إن كان هذا هو الحق من عندك فأمطر علينا حجارة من السماء أو ائتنا بعذاب أليم. O Nabi of Allah, we are tired of listening to what you have said. Now if you want, tell your Lord to send down punishment. Tell him to shower stones upon us. So this is how they used to oppose the message of the Nabi. Likewise, O Allah, وَلَهُمْ عَلَيَّ ذَنْبٌ فَأَخَافُ أَن يَقْتُلُونَ. I had killed one of their men, so I am at a slight disadvantage that I am guilty of killing one of their men. So this is going to be a setback for me, that they are going to look at me with a critical eye. Now I have to present the da'wat. O Allah, you make it easy for me. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala consoles Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. قَالَ لَا تَخَافَ إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. O Musa, don't fear. لا تخاف. O Harun, do not fear عليه الصلاة والسلام. إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا, I am with you people. أَسْمَعُ مَا يَقُولُ وَأَرَى مَا يَفْعَلُ. I am watching what he is doing and I am hearing what he is saying. I am with you at every moment. Do not fear. You are with me and I am with you. Allah Pak's help and Allah's unseen assistance is with you. Nevertheless, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam and Harun alayhi salatu wassalam, with the guidance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the inspiration of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then given the courage by Allah Pak, they go and they embark on this journey to go and invite the superpower of that time. Musa alayhi salam in his humble appearance, Harun alayhi salam in his humble appearance, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam having the slight difficulty of stuttering. What all those difficulties? But this is the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And they come before Fir'aun. It is recorded in the books of tafsir. They stood outside the palace of Fir'aun. Fir'aun was very reluctant and he refused and he was very stern and he did not want them to come inside. The ministers inform him that there are people dressed like this in this humble appearance that want to see you. Like we find many a times, it happens in our condition also. The Jamaat is at our door, ready to come and tell us of our benefit. And when the message is brought to us that the Jamaat is at the door, then unfortunately, we react in different manners. Sometimes we tell the child to say you're not here. The child say, I'm not here. The child is innocent and he comes and says, my daddy says he's not here. Not realizing what the father was saying. Fir'aun was also very reluctant to listen to the message. Respected brothers and listeners, remember, when that Jamaat is coming to our door, it is for our own benefit. And as long as they are coming and pestering us, then remember, Allah Pak loves us and Allah Pak is sending reminders to us. No sooner they will stop coming, that means no more reminders are going to come to us. Allah Pak is sending those reminders to us for us to understand and for us to turn to Allah. أَوَلَمْ يَعْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ من الحق. Has the time not dawned for the Muslim to submit in totality before Allah? Finally, in the end, Fir'aun allows, and Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam come before Fir'aun and they commence with the da'wat. So when Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, before he commences or he starts giving the da'wat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes mention that they say, we have been sent. فَأَتِيَاهُ فَقُولَا إِنَّا رَسُولَا رَبِّكَ. Say, we have been sent by your Lord. Number one, to believe in the oneness of Allah. فَهَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَن تَزَكَّى وَأَهْدِيَكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَتَخْشَى. I have come to remind you that Allah is the great being. He is the creator, the nourisher, the sustainer of the skies and the earth. He is my Lord, your Lord, and the Lord of everything. And at the same time, فَأَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, send Bani Israel with us, because Fir'aun was oppressing this nation. كَانَ يُعَامِلُهُمْ مُعَامَلَةَ الْحَمِيرِ وَالدَّوَابِ, he was treating them like animals, if not worse. وَلَا تُعَذِّبْهُمْ, do not oppress them, they are the offspring of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, and let them go back to their asal place, their asal watan, that is Mulk Sham, that was Syria. قَدْ جِئْنَاكَ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكَ, and we have proof and we have evidence that we are the prophets of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah Pak makes mention of it in the 20th juz in this manner, that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam started the da'wah. So Fir'aun said, قَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, who is this Allah that you are speaking about? قَالَ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِن كُنْتُم مُوقِنِينَ, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, the Lord of the skies and the earth. قَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ قَالَ لِمَنْ حَوْلَهُ أَلَا تَسْتَمِعُونَ, so Fir'aun told those that are around him, look at this person, he says there's someone Allah besides me. Again Musa alayhi salam did not take effect from his opposition, and what did he say? قَالَ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ, the Lord of the East and the West. So Fir'aun looks at his ministers and he says, إِنَّ رَسُولَكُمُ الَّذِي أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ لَمَجْنُونَ, pointing and referring and indicating to Musa alayhi salam, it looks like this person is mentally affected. Then he looks at Musa alayhi salam and he says, أَلَمْ نُرَبِّكَ فِينَا وَلِيدًا وَلَبِثْتَ فِينَا مِنْ عُمُرِكَ سِنِينَ وَفَعَلْتَ فَعْلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَ وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ, aren't you the same person who grew up in my lap? The Mufassirin had written 30 years he ate on the dastarkhan of Fir'aun. You grew up in my palace. You ate my food. You used to ride on my horses. You had the advantage of a royal life. And today you coming to tell me, وَفَعَلْتَ فَعْلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَ وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ, and you know the wrong that you have done. Just like a person who perhaps had a bad life, and then he reforms and Allah Pak makes him a alim. Now he's giving a bayan. So someone says, bye. Tane kawar che bhai baddi tari wat rawade, we know your past life and we know how good you are. Go thrill someone else, don't come and thrill us, man. You know what you did, fa'alta. You know exactly what wrong you have done, and now you want to come and impress us, go thrill someone else. Musa alayhi salam said, yes, I did the wrong and I had killed that person. Fafarartu minkum, but I ran from here. And then Allah Pak blessed me with nabuwwah, and today I have come to present this da'wah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to you. Let us wait and pause and see how does Fir'aun respond to the da'wah of Musa alayhi salam. May Allah give us the tawfiq to respond to the da'wah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and change our lives when someone guides us and invites us towards Allah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.